local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Kieran, Colin Ann, yourself and Jack Wise and Kyle Langford, you've taken on a challenge through the month of April. What is that challenge?
The challenge consists of a 30-kilometre cycle on one day and a swim on the, in the sea on the next day, consecutively for 1 month.
Ooh.
We will cycle the equivalent of Cove to Belfast, which is over 430 kilometres.
And how far will you swim?
Just 10 minutes in the water at least.
Right.
Minimum.
So it wouldn't be the equivalent of swimming to Belfast, because that'd be quite a swim.
No, that would definitely be quite a swim.
Obviously, ideally, in the world, without it having gone as mad as it has, you'd have done the cycle to Belfast.
I presume
you would have preferred that, like, than doing a 30k loop around Cove or something.
No, so we're based around Killa, so we keep the loop within, like, so we go from Killa, just Castlemarter in a loop, in a 30k loop within ourselves.
Jeez. So in other words, you started this before the 5k was over and you had to stick within that, did you know?
Yeah, so we had to stick within the 5k.
Oh, Jesus. What about, listen lads, I think you should shake it up now that you can. Change the loop, it's time to break through the 5k.
I know.
Although what people forgot about the 5K was that I suppose it's like 5K either direction. So like you kind of, it wouldn't be the worst old kind of circle like once you put a point down on it. But look it, fair play to you. You're raising funds for Breaking the Silence. They're a Cove-based charity. Sorry, that's why I presumed it was Cove. Plus Lucas Keating, our former Red FM Cove man, is the man who got in touch with me about this. So that was also why I thought that. Where do you go? Where's the sea swim? So
the sea swim is just in our local beach in Ballywilling Beach.
Oh, I know Ballywilling, yeah.
We go down together in separate cars, we do our social distancing, we go into the water and then we'd stay in there for a minimum of 10 minutes.
Like each of you now, all three of you at one time?
All three of us, yeah.
Oh, nice one. And doing laps or just swimming away anyway for 10 minutes minimum. Yeah. Jeez, that's got to be cold.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is, yeah. But it's more of a mental challenge anyway, so...
Oh, okay.
You kind of... When you go in, you hope that in your state of mind, you actually want it to be colder.
Ah.
The main reason we were doing this challenge is because we felt we needed to raise awareness after one of us had a really hard year.
Okay.
The past year with COVID. Mm-hmm. And we feel that talking to people and seeking help was vital. So that person felt it was quite weak to speak up. And we wanted to show that it's not, and it's brave, and it's a real challenge.
Yeah, agreed.
So we wanted to combine the physical challenge of the cycle and the mental element of going to sea every second day. So we just basically wanted people to feel that it's okay to feel down and to speak up, and that's something that people, and young men in particular, find really hard.
Well done. You're helping in that cause, I feel, just by the very words you're speaking to me this evening on the radio. So well done.
Yeah.
I've heard that sea swimming is actually seemingly great for mental health, and part of it possibly is the short, sharp shock of the cold. And
yeah.
I know myself, I've missed getting to the beach. I like to go in and try to catch waves and try to surf. I don't get down regularly enough to catch waves with the way that I'd like to. But
yeah.
I'll tell you, when you come out of the water, you feel reborn.
Yeah, so when you come out on the water, you just feel like you're on cloud nine. And it's not wholly, it's only good for your mind. It's good for your body as well. Like, so even with the cycle the day before, where it's actually good to help our body as well the next day if we are feeling stiff or sore from the bike itself.
Listen, I'm well impressed with you, Kieran, Colin Ann, and Kyle Langford and Jack Wise. You're right, it's not easy to speak up and to speak out and to say, listen, I'm struggling a little bit. And God knows, I'd say it's few and far between the people that haven't struggled over the last 12 to 15 months as a result of all of what's going on right now. And we all need to be conscious of that and gentle with ourselves and gentle with each other and cognizant of the fact that it is a bit of a struggle. And let's give ourselves a break and let's give others a bit of a break too. Now, I don't always feel that way when I'm beeping the horn in the car sometimes, but afterwards I'm probably saying to myself, Jesus, would you chill out, Dave, you know? It can be hard.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the little things, like, you know, it can come across in the wrong way, you know, you might mean no harm, but just as long as you're there for someone, as long as they feel that you're there for them, just talk to them, ask them how they are, it doesn't, like, as long as you're there, like...
Mm. And often you'll find when people, when you share, people will share back.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you see, some people think you're weak by saying it, but you're not. You're showing quite strength as well to say it.
Well, absolutely.
But it's such a powerful message you're saying.
Absolutely. The most flexible things are the strongest things. The things that stay rigid the most are the things that break the easiest. I think you'll find in nature, never mind anything
exactly.
else. I remember one time looking at a neighbour out in his garden and he'd a load of bamboo and it was a wild stormy day and the bamboo was being chucked all round the place. So he tried to support it by strapping a support to one of the bamboo rods. And what happened? From the place where he strapped it is where it broke off. It was it was grand on its own, able to move from side to side and sway and move with it. But as soon as you made it rigid, that's where the weakness came into it.
Listen,
that's the end of my Zen stories for this evening. Yeah. I'm well impressed with you, Kieran, Colin, Ann. Fair play to you and Jack and Kyle. And thank you very much for speaking. Good luck to you.
idonate.ie/cycle,
the number 4, and BTS for breaking the silence. Fair play to you, sir.
Perfect.
Nice one. Good on you.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.